Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie back with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, secrettoeverything.com. Kimberly, back to possessions. So what makes one person get possessed over another? I heard it could be alcoholism and things like that. Have you found that to be the case?
I do. We all have our addictions, let's be honest. But I think when you have kind of a raging, more serious, you know, harmful to the body, it's all about, to me, the body. I see the body as an avatar, as a container. And so when you kind of already have let, they call alcohol like the spirit, spirit. And so to me, if you're an alcoholic, you've already kind of, actually, one of my daughters is a bartender. I tease her. I'm like, you're just dealing in spirits. Just passing those out. Keep doing that.
There they are.
But I think it leaves you vulnerable. And not just, sexual addiction is a big thing. All kinds of addictions. Even food addiction. Anytime that we give up control of our mind and our body, we leave that container vulnerable. And what happens to make us seek those addictions in the first place? Usually, we have empty spaces or wounded spaces or fragmented souls and minds and hearts. And so I think that really, you don't have to worship Satan to be, possessed. It's okay if you do, but you don't have to, to be possessed.
Now let's talk about some stories of possession that you've come across that you can share with us. Can you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm also going to, make a little bit of a distinction because I'd like to share, if you don't mind, that not all possession is demonic. I shared, a couple weird, more dark and demonic things. I'd like to share a human discarnate possession, and I don't know if a lot of people are aware that you can be possessed by, some people call them ghosts. I call them human discarnates, but it happened in my family. I am allowed to share this, but one day my daughter called me and she's like, Mom, there's something wrong with my husband. And I'm like, well, we can name a lot of, I'm teasing, I love him. We name a lot of
He's your son-in-law. But, you got to love the guy.
He's my son-in-law, and he's a young man, about 28. He's a wonderful young man. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, well, first of all, he's drinking all his drinks, no matter what they are, whether they're tea or milk or juice, holding two hands. I'm like, okay, move on, what else? And she's like, and last night he stayed up till 3 a.m. cleaning and doing laundry.
And maybe he was listening to my show. Who knows, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with him at all. He's just listening to Ghost to Ghost.
He's normal.
I love that. That's hilarious. You're hilarious. So I said, okay, so let me look at him. So I remote viewed him. And I'm like, well, I can tell you his problem right now. I said he has a 3-year-old boy in him and a 40-year-old woman. She goes, well, that would make sense. And so I said, come over. So they came over, and literally I pulled these entities or human discarnates out of them. I also spoke to them.
How do you pull them out of them?
Literally, I pulled, first of all, I spoke to them. And this is what is not taught. And you guys can do this too. It doesn't take a Catholic priest. All energies have a personality and you can work with them. And so it's much better to, first I worked with them. It's much better to get their agreement that they'll leave and you help them leave than to have to do a violent exorcism. So we've all heard, well, maybe you haven't, but you know, people die sometimes doing violent exorcisms, no matter what they're taking out. And a lot of that is because they don't see the energies or entities as individuals with personality. And even, I hate to say it, demons or dark force energies, whatever you want to call them, they all have their own personality. And they all have kind of their own, you know, range of evil or non-evil or whatever. So anyway, I spoke to these people and they really didn't want to leave. They were having quite a good time.
At his expense, right?
Exactly, making him kind of, they'd settled in a couple of days, but actually we think it'd been longer than even the day that she'd observed the behavior. Sometimes it takes a while to observe your loved one acting differently. But finally, I don't know, I guess I'm going to be telling my secrets. Oh, golly. I actually sent them to a former enemy, and I said it would be a much more fun time over there. So. So, you know, again, it's a deal. You know, they can go anywhere they want. And if you get them to agree, and again, I think another thing in my belief and my study, not only is this whole world that we're in contractual law, and I think we see that, I mean, we can give a million examples of that, but I believe the multiverse outside of this reality on other planets, in other realms, sure, in other times, also runs on contractual law. So you get their agreement, that's the important word, and it becomes a contract, and they leave at that point because they understand what I just said.
Well, Kimberly, how did these two entities get to your son-in-law in the first place?
Great question. So my son-in-law is, I don't know what you would call him. They have all these terms now for, you know, whatever age you were born at. But he's not exactly the most, I mean, he's awake and he actually can see some things and has some psychic abilities, but he's not self-actualized, in my opinion. He doesn't kind of know what he's doing with his life. He plays a lot of video games, you know, kind of like that kind of thing. So I think he leaves himself vulnerable.
28 going on 15.
Yeah, or 10 or 12. But they had just been, this is interesting, they had just been to a festival that was very, very crowded with a lot of people. And actually, his wife, my daughter, can see spirits. And she knows when you go to these places, actually, whenever you leave your home and even sometimes in your home, there are, it's just like, what's that show? Ghost Whisperer, where there's, I don't know if you guys have ever watched that or you, George, but, you know, she sees spirits everywhere. She goes.
Is that the one with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yes. There's like 100 people there. You know, she'll see 100 people in a square or a store. So that's how my daughter, you know, sees spirits. So she knows whenever you go out in public, when you go to Walmart, people are like, oh, you know, where can I go? Where's the best place in America or Canada or wherever that I can go to see spirits? I'm like, Walmart?
We used to have a guest. Well, we still do. But she used to be asked to go to funeral homes when she was a kid because she could see dead people. And she could generally see the person who had passed on. And so everybody invited her to funerals, and she would go, and they would say, is so-and-so here? And, you know, next to the coffin, standing by and stuff. And she would tell them all this stuff. She ended up being a consultant to Ghost Whisperer, the show.
Oh, super cool. I love that.
That's neat.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where would you put poltergeists in this scenario?
Well, that's an interesting question. A lot of beings can be poltergeists. I believe the Fae, which I know we're not really talking about, but the Fae are big poltergeists. So if you have, North Carolina has a lot of legends and history and lore of called the Little People, and different tribes in different areas of the country have their own, you know, type of beings. But the Little People are famous for poltergeist activity. They'll take jewelry and disappear it. They'll, in my house, they move my pictures every single night. They tilt my pictures. And if I leave them little pretty gems and rocks and baubles, they'll tilt less pictures, but they still tilt pictures. So I think some of the poltergeist activity is some of these other interdimensional creatures that we don't believe, and we don't believe the legends and the lore. We don't think they exist, so we don't work with them. But also, one of my daughters, who's extremely gifted psychic, she, when she became a teenager, I know you've heard this before probably, and she kind of went through those raging hormones. She used to, like, when she got mad, pictures would fly off the walls. Things would fly off.
I've heard of some of the things like that.
Yeah. I mean, so
energy.
Exactly. She was just really powerful with that, you know, psychic energy. You know, everything's frequency. And if you are projecting that with force, you know, people can deliberately move things as well as she didn't do it on purpose. I don't think. Maybe she did. yeah. So I think there's a lot of things. It can also be, a scary type, what we would call demonic ghost or spirit, you know, being vengeful or trying to get your attention. So everything's so individual. And I think we tend to lump things all together. And so really it's a problem solving for the individual situation. And it's not always evil or bad. I mean, I kind of enjoy, you know, having this weird little game I play with, you know, the little people in my house.
We went back in 1976, the movie Carrie with Sissy Spacek. Do you remember that by any chance?
Yes, absolutely.
She could do things like your daughter, where in a fit of rage, she would make things burn and, you know, be beyond just pictures falling off walls. She would make houses burn and stuff like that.
Right. Ooh, that was a good movie. Good movie.
Realistic. What do you think?
I do. And I think there's no place for talented, if they don't have a mother or father or sister or brother. I mean, where do our young people go to have their psychic abilities developed? There's really, I mean, I didn't have anyone. I mean,
you were trial and error, weren't you?
Yeah, miserable, obviously. Yeah, and bearing a lot of shame. I had a lot of shame, and I don't know if anyone out there who is psychic or has psychic abilities, or any young people that are listening, I don't know if they understand what I mean when I say shame. Now it's more popular, George. You know that. I mean,
yeah, sure. But when you say shame because of your abilities.
Yeah, I was, well, and remember, I grew up in a religious home, and
a lot of people
are in religious homes where that's not accepted. As a matter of fact, I know my abilities are real personally, which I guess is the most important thing, because my dad, who's a pastor, evangelical pastor, exercised me like 18 times, and my abilities never left. So apparently, you know, they're part of me. They're here to stay.
Well, you remember the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg. Does that happen to you? Do they jump inside of you?
That's interesting, because with me, it's the reverse. I'm not saying I've never, well, and again, this is what we're not taught and what we don't know. And with the technology that we have, we're able to tell if people have something inside of them and what they have inside of them. And if they have something in their home, or if it's standing in their energy field, or if it's literally inside the container, also called the body. So occasionally, of course, I have entities that ride on me. You probably have entities that ride on you. We're also able with the, you know, with all the smartphones and the high degree of photography, you know, they keep upping the phones and the cameras and the capability of the sound and the video on the phones, we're able to blow up these pictures and we can see the entities riding on people. I have four girls, by the way, that's why I keep telling daughter stories, but I tried to get one of my daughters to break up with her boyfriend because I took a picture of him and he happened to smoke, you know, some stuff. And, you know, they say that puts holes in your auric field. And he not only had holes in his auric field that you could see, anybody could see, not just me on this picture, but he had all this sludge and creatures crawling all over him.
Ooh.
It was like crazy. And I'm like, you need to break me out. That works. She's like, you're crazy, Mom.
Did she dump him or not?
Well, that's another story that involved a highway chase with Mom. And, you know, and then, yeah, that ended. But now she's with him again and all's forgiven.
Did you say a highway chase?
Yes, unfortunately. I may or may not have been involved in a highway chase, where he's very lucky that he did not get caught.
Oh, my God. We won't even go there.
Exactly.
Can you see entities without photographs and things like that? I mean, just by looking at people?
100%.
You can. What do they look like?
Again, very specific. So, and even you or anyone in your audience can do this exercise. I'm going to tell you what one of the very most common look like. You can take a picture of someone that has hair because they love hair, like especially women or men with a lot of hair, curly hair, long hair, but you don't have to. They tend not to like bald heads, but they'll go on the shoulders and neck. They're little, these kind of entities that I see thousands and thousands and thousands of, super common, and I've taught all my students how to see them, and I've shown them on them, which they get really traumatized, but they're little furry creatures. I mean, if you showed them to a Bigfoot person, which actually, you know, I do study cryptozoology too, but the normal Bigfoot people, which I'm not normal, they would say, ah, that's a baby Sasquatch. No, they're not baby Sasquatch. But they look like little furry black brown creatures with eyes and ears and, you know, the whole thing. So that's one kind that we see a lot. And I can see them with my eyes. And you guys can too. And I love teaching people how to these dimensional worlds that they're not attuned to that are so close to the world that we live in. They just have to go a tiny bit forward and they too can see what I see.
Why would we want to see these little entities though? What's the benefit to us?
Off of you. You need to know when they're on you because they're not just hanging out like for, you know, a fun ride, like you're a Corvette or something. They're draining your energy. They're feeding, possibly, depending what type they are, on your positive or negative emotions.
Are they psychic vampires?
There you go. Absolutely.
Huh.
So that's a very, very common kind. Of course, the human discarnates, the ghosts, the people that lived here before are very, very common. And, you know, a lot of times they will hang out in the houses and they won't bother the people. You know, we had one in Ohio that would sit on the third step up, and he was like a depressed young man that had killed himself, not even in the house. And that's another thing. Everyone thinks that the entities that are in the house match the house, and you have to, like, dig through the attic and find letters and look for the reason. But that's not true. Obviously, these beings can go anywhere. So they may have ended up there because they were passing through. They may have ended up there because they seem to have this ability to sense psychic people that can see them and have relationship with them. A lot of times they're seeking relationships. So we do see a lot of those. It's really odd. I've seen people walk in a room with like eight beings around them.
Eight of them?
Yes. It's like a crowd.
It's like an army.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.